If you listen to the pro-independence people, there is still hope for a separate Catalan state. This is Juan Maria Pique, spokesperson for the Catalan government in Barcelona.
What we have achieved is the Catalan people have showed its resilience and strength and its commitment to democracy and human rights. We endured the beating that the Spanish government used to try to avoid the referendum, and people resisted, and at the end we voted in 95% of polling stations. And in this year of 155, we have to suffer the reality of political prisoners and exiles, and the intervention of the Catalan government. But 1 year after that, we are showing our commitment to the cause of the Catalan Republic, and we are willing to, once again, to show it through democratic referendum.
But Spain is still directly ruling Catalonia now. What's their point of view? Well, Spain says it wants to discuss far-going autonomy. Some even talk about a federal state. But, says Luis Moreno Fernandez, a research professor with the Institute of Public Goods and Policies in Madrid, the differences between Madrid and Barcelona may be too big at this moment to realize such a goal.
Spain as a whole has a constitution, a democratic constitution. There was an attempt of coup last year with this illegal referendum, and since then I'm afraid the situation has been under strain and in a difficult situation, and I cannot see really now an easy way out.
But the Catalan independence movement may not have as much popular support as they suggest, says Andrew Dowling, an expert in modern Spanish history at the University of Cardiff.
The autumn, or the 1st of October 2017, was a defeat for the Catalan independence movement, but it was also very, very damaging for the image of Spain internationally because of those incredibly powerful images of the police hitting peaceful protesters. So the movement of Catalan independence over the past few years has said a number of things. It said that if Catalonia became independent, it would achieve international recognition very quickly. That has proven to be false. It also told a story that it'd be very easy to break from Spain. That has also been proven to be false. It won't be easy. And I think the third thing that has really become apparent is that Catalan independence has only obtained 48% of the vote in varying elections, and that is clearly not enough.
As for the economic impact, Catalonia is now as strong as it ever was, in spite of initial hiccups after the referendum, says Xavier Guardas Morato, an economist with the Pompeu Fabra University in Barcelona.
In the very short term, there was an enormous increase of uncertainty, and even some big companies in Catalonia decided to leave. Then nobody knew what the effect of the political conflict would be on the economy. But then, after a year, looking at the data on economic growth, the effect has been relatively small. Catalonia is still growing at a faster rate than the rest of Spain, has one of the lowest unemployment rates in Spain, and has been creating employment at a faster rate.
All in all, the Catalan economy is doing well. Business as usual, it seems. As for independence, both sides seem too far away from any compromise. And in the meantime, the public seems to get tired of the endless discussions. So for the moment, we look at an uneasy stalemate that doesn't seem to have any solution for now.